Well, like, he's talking kind of queer today. He might be, you know, might be upset about something, or he looked kind of queer, you know, might be pale or sickly or something.
Does that word have any kind of homosexual connotation?
Well, it depends how you say it. It says, look at that queer.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it could.
It could.
Yeah, okay.
It just depends how you say it. All
right. What about a man who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change his mind, whether he's right or wrong? You'd say he's mighty
hard-nosed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a person you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say he's awfully
temperamental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he was going to get
hot.
Anything
mad.
Okay. Somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
cool down.
Okay. Or keep
your shirt on.
Okay. Or keep calm.
Keep calm.
Yeah, that was just pronunciation. If you've been working real hard all day, at the end of the day, you say you're very
tired.
Yeah. What about an extreme case of it?
I'm very tired or worn out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bushed.
All righty. You ever say shot?
Yes. I'm shot.
Okay. What about if you hear that a hurt person's in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny. He was all right when I saw him yesterday. When was it he
became ill?
Mm-hmm. Or something sick. When was it he
got sick?
Okay. He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Later.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say, well, like this situation, if they're traveling somewhere and they're not in any particular hurry, they might say, well, we'll get there.
Sometime.
Okay. Do people ever use the phrase by and by? You get that by and by? You ever hear that much?
Not traveling, just said, well, I'll get out of school by and by.
Yeah, okay, eventually. All right. Say if a person got overheated and then chilled so that his eyes and nose started running, you'd say that he what?
Feverish.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you talk about the common
heat stroke.
Or sneezing and all that.
Cold.
Yeah, so you'd say he did what he...
caught cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, so he sounds like that.
Laryngitis.
He's a little bit...
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he does that, he's got...
cough.
Okay. And toward the end of the day, you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
ill.
Or if you're not ill, you're just...
tired.
Yeah, or...
sleepy.
Yeah, okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
Yeah. If someone else is sleeping and you don't want him to keep sleeping, you say, better go down and...
wake up.
Mm-hmm. All right, this verb, if some medicine's on your bedside table, your mother might can't come in and say, well, why didn't you...
clean up.
Or why didn't you your medicine...
take.
Yeah. But I already...
took.
I have already...
taken.
Okay. Someone who has trouble hearing, you might say he's stone
deaf.
And if you've been working outside in the hot sun, you might come in, take off your shirt, and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweated.
Mm-hmm. What about this, a place you can get on your skin that's red and
brown? Rash.
Okay, these have a little white place right in the middle and you have to mask
pimple.
Yeah, that stuff out. Ever heard that called anything else?
Pus.
Yeah, the stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any other name for it besides a pimple?
Whitehead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about rise on a boil?
Boil, not rise on a boil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say if you got stung by a bee and your hand got bigger, you'd say your hand did what?
Swelled up.
Mm-hmm. Look at my hand.
Swollen.
Yeah, you say it is.
Swollen.
Yeah,